welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But as I drop extra reviews throughout the week, the best way to stay up to date with not only the Wednesday night show, but all the reviews I'm dropping and other great horror stuff is to get subscribed to my Linktree. Go to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. That's going to give you access to the YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio only versions of the show, to the Letterboxd page for my written reviews as well as my movie rankings throughout the year, and to my TikTok page for all of my fun horror shorts, which I always do one of those when I'm coming out of an early screening. Like I got to do one for Immaculate or Imaginary recently as well too. So make sure you get subscribed, stay up to date with all the fun horror stuff that I'm dropping for all of you. Now, it's a new episode. I'm looking at a new movie. Tonight, I'm going to be talking the movie Night Shift. Now, if you have not heard of this movie, this tells the story of a young woman who's picking up her first shift at a rundown hotel. And as the night goes on, she discovers that the hotel she's working at might very well be haunted. Now, I didn't know what to expect of this film, and I had seen, I feel, a number of films very similar recently that were in the same wheelhouse. If y'all have been subscribed, I got a chance to review Vacancy recently about a young couple that gets stranded and ends up at a hotel where they're making snuff films, and they end up being the target of the next snuff film to be made at this hotel. Not too long ago, I reviewed the movie No Exit about a group of individuals who end up getting snowed in at a rest stop, and it turns out that one or more of those individuals might have a little bit of a psychotic problem. And I've seen some other ones as well too. And so I didn't really know what to expect from this just because I hadn't seen a trailer for this one at all. I hadn't seen anything for it. I had been looking for new movies to talk about here in the month of March, and this one came along my way, and Lamorne Morris is in this, who absolutely love him, think he is a phenomenal actor, and that was enough of a drive for me to go and check this one out. And it turns out, like I kind of said at the beginning of this here, that our lead character, Gwen, played by Phoebe Tonkin, that the hotel she's working at very well may be haunted. And that's where a lot of the scares that we get for this film, at least in the first half of the movie, are definitely coming from. You know, as the night goes on and Gwen keeps dealing with more deranged individuals, like not like a bunch of serial killers or anything are showing up at this hotel that she's working at, but it seems like every single guest that comes to check in and she interacts with has like bigger problems than the last, or they're more depraved than the last person, or they're weirder, they're outlandish, whatever the case is. And so Gwen gets to deal with this entire cast of characters through the first part of the film throughout the night. And as she's doing this, more and more crazy things are happening, whether she's seeing ghosts that are trying to attack her, or she's seeing them behind these other guests that she's interacting with. Either way, we know that something's off about this hotel that Gwen is at. Now, I personally find a lot of the jump scares in there to be all that scary. I didn't think the ghost did that much for me, but I wouldn't have expected it to either. Like the movie, as strange as it sounds, it's very brightly lit in a good way. But there's just a lot of light sources coming in. Like there's a sense of safety around the hotel motel itself to where even when these ghosts show up, it doesn't really feel like Gwen's in that much danger. There's one particular incident to where she falls into a pool, and that seems like, at least for the first half of the movie, like the most dangerous part of this experience. But outside of that, it just doesn't seem like the ghosts are made out to be that much of a danger to her. And you know, I don't want to like obviously go into any spoilers because this movie just came out here. But what I will say is that the ghosts that play such a big role in the first part of the movie don't really play that much of a role in the second part. And that's interesting because the second part of the film is really where the movie actually gets far more interesting and entertaining. You know, the movie shifts a bit in terms of the story it's telling and the type of horror that we're watching. And I think it gets much better because of that shift in tone. Now, this film belongs to Phoebe Tonkin. While there are some fun cast members in this movie, it's really her show, and she does a great job with it. Because again, you know, I'm talking about the first half of the movie and the second half of the film, but Tonkin's Gwen really does have two entirely different roles that she has to play throughout this film. And I think the first half of the movie is going to be like what you would expect in a typical horror movie. And she does that very, very well. You know, the young woman who's in a lot of danger, doesn't know what's going on around her, doesn't trust a lot of people. I think she does an excellent job with that. But where she really stands out, where she really shines, is the second half of the film, where then she has to play Gwen completely different at that point. And I think that version of Gwen is so much more captivating to watch on screen, honestly. Especially when we see like the last like 10 minutes or so of the film. I think honestly, everything up to that point has given us this well-deserved ending that we see. And again, I can't spoil it, don't want to drop any breadcrumbs for it either, but it's just a complete 180 from what we see throughout the film, from the way she's acting, even from the way that she like eventually changes her tone in the second part of the film. It's a 180 from that as well, and it's very, very enjoyable. You know, Phoebe Tonkin puts a lot into this role, and you can see it on there that she doesn't struggle with it. She very seamlessly slides back and forth between these different sides of Gwen throughout the movie. I do think that the film could have benefited from being just a slight bit shorter, honestly. Like, I think you could probably shave off about 10 to 15 minutes of it and it wouldn't suffer for it at all. I also think that the importance that they put on, you know, really the only supporting character of the movie ends up being a bit wasted as well, too. Considering the way that the story eventually moves in the second half of the film, it seems that that was a bit of a waste for the focus to be placed on this only other person who features in the movie as much as like Phoebe Tonkin might. And she doesn't, but she's the second, like she would be the second, the person who's in the second most of this movie. And it just seems like the role itself is kind of a waste there. And unfortunately, that ends up really hurting the movie a lot, is that the first half of the film might be appealing to like a teenage audience, I would say, who are looking for some like very easy scares. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel that the problem is that it's just so underwhelming to what the second half brings out, which is really, really excellent, honestly, that it makes it hard to enjoy the entire movie as a whole. It just drags it down a bit more than what I'm sure it should. With that said, though, there are going to be better films you can catch that focus on, you know, folks showing up at hotels and motels and dealing with a range of supernatural and non-supernatural problems. I think there are better movies out there, but that doesn't mean you can't check out Night Shift for yourself and see whether or not this is one that you're finding entertaining. So let me know in the comment section. You can rent this one right now on Apple TV. Let me know your thoughts on it here, and make sure to hit that subscribe button, because I got more great reviews coming up for y'all. Again, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Hey, everybody. Looking for a great way to stay up to date on horror news, as well as read the best of articles on anything scary out in the world right now? Then you need to head over to the Fangoria shop and get yourself a subscription. If you go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDW, you can use my own personalized 20% discount to save 20% off on Fangoria magazine subscriptions, as well as 20% off any other items in their fantastic shop. This is a great deal. If you've ever been wanting to get yourself a subscription, now is the time to do so. Head to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW.